Now, you might be headed back to in-person work soon. And for some, that can mean starting to think again about packing lunches or getting dinner on the table after a long commute. For many home cooks, that's where meal prepping comes in, making stuff in advance. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of meal prepping? What are some of your favorite things to make ahead of time? Have you done it less, maybe, during the pandemic, or have you been doing it this whole time? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. It's Food Friday. Beth Monsell is the founder of BudgetBites.com and a fan of meal prepping herself. Beth, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, how does meal prepping help you throughout your average week?
Yeah, meal prepping I found is the best way to really make the most use of your time and money because it's essentially just batch cooking. So you cut down on your daily cooking time, and because it's forcing you to plan, you can really make sure that you make the most use of your ingredients and you don't buy too much food or too little food.
So do you set aside a chunk of time on, I don't know, a Saturday or a Sunday and say, I'm going to come up with 2-3 meals that are going to be ready to rock during the week?
Yeah. So, well, these days, because I'm blogging full time, I'm pretty much cooking every day for the blog. But when I was still working full time, yes, I would take one of my 2 days off and I would have 2 to 3 recipes that I would cook on that day. And I would package them up into single portions so they're ready to just grab and go on the weekday. Because if you even just refrigerate the entire batch altogether, that can be a deterrent from you packing it to go to lunch because it takes time to scoop it out every single day, you know, and then you have to wash the spoon and recover your dish. So making sure that you really pre-portion everything into single portions when you make it really helps the meal prepping strategy.
Now, there's some foods that famously get better as leftovers. I think lasagna is one that a lot of people point toward, and I agree. And then there's some foods that get less appetizing the longer they have sat there. How do you tackle that? How do you decide this is a one that's good to make in advance? This is one to either not do or to, you know, combine in a way at that end point?
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of personal experimentation that everyone's going to have to do to find where their threshold is with certain foods as far as do they mind the texture and flavor changes that happen as it refrigerates. Things that classically hold up really well for meal prepping are going to be soups because you have pretty much no texture change and the flavors do get better over time because they have time to blend and it's really great. Casseroles, like you mentioned, rice dishes work really well. And I've even had really good luck with some salads. I have a whole series of what I call refrigerator salads on my website. And these are salads that hold up well to refrigeration. So you can make them on the weekend and then just eat them for the next few days. They're excellent.
Yeah. So salad is exactly kind of what I was thinking of foods that don't hold up well. So how does that work? Do you not dress them until you actually eat them so they're not sitting there getting soggy?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the ingredients of the salad. So most of my refrigerator salads are going to use really hearty ingredients. So I stay away from the delicate lettuce, you know, and I'll use something like kale, which can actually stand up to being dressed ahead of time. If you are going to use a more delicate green or other delicate vegetables, you can wait to dress it until just before you serve it. And sometimes they hold up way better that way. But then I also like to incorporate other ingredients in there like beans and sturdier vegetables like maybe bell pepper, carrots, cabbage, things like that, that are not going to get wilty very fast. So you can go like a full 4 days and still have a great salad at the other side.
Well, I should say you gave us some recipes that are up at WPR.org/Food Friday. One of them is autumn kale and sweet potato salad. Now it's spring, but I can confirm the existence of both kale and sweet potatoes at grocery stores right now. Tell us about this salad. That sounds like one that is going to hold up really well.
Yeah. So again, like kale is really sturdy. So whether you decide to dress ahead of time or decide to keep the dressing separate, it's not going to get all slimy and gross. It's going to hold up. And sometimes people even like kale a little bit better after it has been marinating in a dressing because it can soften it. So if you're the type that finds kale to be a little bit too rough for you, you might want to dress that one ahead of time. The salad also has sweet potatoes, which again, hold up great. These sweet potatoes are roasted ahead of time with a little bit of seasoning. So they're really great. And we've got some seeds on there. Bits, pepitas, and that's going to give the salad some crunch. And then it's a really delicious homemade dressing that you can drizzle over top.
Talking to Beth Monsell, founder of BudgetBites.com. It's Food Friday, and we're talking about prepping meals in advance. You do the work ahead, and then when you need something fast, maybe at the end of the workday, or to pack in your take-to-work lunch. You got it ready. Call in at 800-642-1234 and tell us about your meal prepping. Let's go to your calls now. Jeff is with us in Superior. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm such a Renaissance man. I love sharing my ideas. I think one of my heroes is the cabbage. I make my coleslaw at least a day in advance. I add a crushed garlic to it. I'm the only one I know that does that. And over a day or two, it really, those flavors come together. It's a delicious coleslaw. And I love kimchi, which is, of course, prepared ahead of time. But the cabbage, I think, as a vegetable, can stand up to some real sauerkraut is made ahead of a time. I mean, that's a really wonderful vegetable.
Now, Jeff, I'm going nuts for kimchi lately. I buy it at the store. Are you making your own kimchi?
Well, I buy my favorite brand, and then I'll take it out of the jar, and then I'll set it aside with some garlic, because I like garlic. And that's what I mean by preparing it. You can take something. My grandma used to teach me canning foods when I was a kid, preserving fruits and vegetables. And I would often take the things out of the jar and set it aside and put it with something else to create something new. And gotcha. It's a way to experiment with food.
Jeff, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. And Beth, I think like kale, cabbage is a green that, you know, is going to hold up pretty well for at least a few days in a coleslaw or a kimchi plus garlic or what have you.
Yeah, I'm so glad he brought up cabbage. It's one of my favorite ingredients because not only is it incredibly inexpensive, like you said, it holds up great either after you've already gotten it in a recipe or if you buy it, it doesn't go wilted in your refrigerator, you know, until you have time to use it. And it's also a really great way to bulk up recipes without adding a lot of carbs because I know a lot of people think about cooking on a budget as having to use a lot of rice and pasta, but cabbage is one of my go-to ingredients for really making a recipe a lot more filling and having a lot more volume without adding a lot of carbs and without making it really expensive. So cabbage is just so versatile. I love it.
Thanks for that call, Jeff, at 800-642-1234. Beth, let's check out another recipe you sent along to us. We've got it at WPR.org/Food Friday. Now, this is just kind of an easy to go take to lunch thing, a hummus lunchbox. Your version has a store-bought hummus. If we're ambitious, we could make our own. But tell us about our hummus lunch combo.
Yeah. So this past fall, I came up with a short series of no reheat lunchboxes because a lot of people who were going back to work were still not able to use their break rooms and their microwaves. So I started coming up with just some combos of foods that you could throw together in a bowl or a lunchbox and not have to reheat them later. So this hummus lunchbox has hummus as like your main protein. You've got some pita triangles, some grape tomatoes, sliced cucumber, and some olives. And there are so many other things you can add in here. You could add some feta cheese. You could do some celery or carrot sticks, bell peppers. You could even add some pre-grilled chicken. So there are a lot of different directions you can go with a cold lunchbox like this.
Well, I'm looking into my soul as I think about this, Beth, because I look at something like that and think, oh, is that really even cooking? It's just putting stuff together. But then on the other hand, I think, I love to eat that way. That's exactly one of my favorite ways to eat some snacky stuff with a dip.
Yeah.
And do you try to think of those things along those lines, too, where it's, you know, you're cutting up and assembling and it doesn't have to be this long labor-intensive process?
Exactly. So if you're doing four or five at once, it just takes way less time and energy than having to do it once every single day because you're not taking those ingredients in and out of the fridge, rewrapping everything, cleaning the cutting board and the knife every time. So batch cooking is definitely the way to go if you want to save time and energy and money.
We're talking to Beth Monsell of BudgetBites.com about meal prepping. And you can join us on Food Friday at 800-642-1234. Is this something you do in normal times? Have you been doing it or even started doing it during the pandemic? Or maybe you take that chunk of time on the weekend, whatever your weekend is. I know we don't all work Monday to Friday. And make those things in advance so they're ready to go when you get done with work or to take to work or to send to school. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got some recipes that Beth shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll pick up this Food Friday conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our Food Friday talk on meal prepping with Beth Monsell of BudgetBites.com. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you do this? Do you prep meals maybe on the weekend to be ready for weekday dinners or workday lunches? Do you have a favorite recipe or style of cooking that you do to make that happen? Call in at 800-642-1234, or maybe a question for our guest, 800-642-1234. We'll go back to your calls now. Joan is with us on the way through Plymouth. Joan, hi.
Hi. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. And I just wanted to talk about my favorite go-to, because we eat a lot of salads, and so that's a lot of chopping of vegetables and stuff. So what I do is I take my black bean salsa and I combine it with my cowboy caviar. So you've got like black beans, black-eyed peas, garbanzo beans, all the different colors of the peppers, a red onion, cilantro, grape tomatoes. So everything gets chopped up, combined. And then the only dressing on it, and I do that right away, is I squeeze about 3 or 4 limes on it. And it tastes like candy, really. And then what I do is during the week, if I want to have a salad, I put my greens down and then I put a cup of that on top of it or more. And then I put like my chicken, my or my pork chop or my steak or my salmon, whatever we're having on top of that. And sometimes I just eat it out of the bowl because it's so good.
That's fantastic, Joan. I love it. So in this case, we've got Beth. You know, she's not making the full meal, but she's got this pre-mixed ingredient, then it's versatile to go with whatever salad and protein combo she's making.
Yeah, I think she highlighted a really important point, is that when you meal prep, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a full-blown meal, meat and two sides. You know, you don't have to prep that way. You can just prep portions of meals ahead of time and then use that in different ways. Like she was saying, you know, you could serve that cowboy caviar as a side dish with dinner. You can put it over a bed of greens for a salad. You could use it as a topper for your tacos or your burrito bowls, or you can just scoop it up with some chips and eat it as a snack. So having that stuff prepped ahead of time just really makes life so much easier and is going to make it way less tempting to go eat out and spend money on takeout.
And hey, let's stay on the bean theme. And you mentioned the burrito bowls. We've got your poor man's burrito bowls up at WPR.org/Food Friday. I have the picture. It looks like something you might get at, I don't know, a certain chain of restaurants. Tell us about these burrito bowls.
Yeah, so this was actually inspired by that chain of restaurants and a dish that we see growing up. But burrito bowls have become so popular lately. And, you know, there's a huge fast food chain that gets really fancy with their burrito bowls, and you could put 10, 12 toppings on them. But if you just scale it back and make it really simple and just, you know, and have your rice, your beans, your salsa and cheese, and it is so good just like that. Of course, you can add more to it if you want, but I think the secret here is to keep it simple, to keep your costs down, find that healthy balance for you between satisfaction and simplicity.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Mary is with us in Pewaukee. Mary, hi.
Well, hi. Thanks for the show. And what I do is, if I can mention the name, I love the Meijer deli or rotisserie chicken. And then you can, let's say that when you first bring it home, first of all, it's warm. And you can have that with, you know, a sweet potato and maybe some corn on the side. So simple to make. And you could do it ahead of time, but it's just so quick to just do at the spur of the moment. And I do my potatoes, unless I have a lot of time and something else in the oven, right in the microwave with waxed paper. And you poke some holes in it after you wash it, and it's so simple. So then with that same chicken, the next day or two, you can make chicken soup or something else. Like I make chicken salad, and if you're low on the carbs or, you know, not eating a lot of carbs, you can have it with a tortilla instead of bread or croissant. Mm-hmm. And a simple chicken salad, look up a recipe, but I put a little celery and an onion or scallions, a little chives, and, you know, your basic a little mayo and mustard in there, and that makes a wonderful meal or a lunch.
Mary, thanks so much. I love it. Sounds great. And that idea, Beth, and this could be a rotisserie chicken you bring home from the store or a chicken you bake in the oven yourself, that advanced planning for this is making me one meal, but I know the leftovers are going to make me the soup or salad or what have you.
Yeah, and I think it's really important, too, to use the techniques that fit your lifestyle. Like, she took a shortcut by getting the rotisserie chicken instead of cooking it yourself, and you can totally do that. The key here is to make it fit your lifestyle. So you don't have to make everything from scratch. You don't have to meal prep every single meal of the week. You can just meal prep one meal. You can, you know, take a shortcut with partially store-bought ingredients, you know, things like that. So play around with it. Don't be intimidated and think you have to be like the Instagram people who are meal prepping every single day of the week. You know, make it fit your lifestyle. And even if you just do one meal a day, it's really going to make a big difference on your budget.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We got an email from, our own Jason Butler from WPR. He says, I always keep a handful of single portion frozen beans and rice in the freezer, usually something like Indian red lentils and rice, or 15 bean Cajun soup and rice, or Moroccan style spicy brown lentils and rice. The bonus add-ons really make those pop, like putting mango pickle in the dal or chutney with the brown lentils. So that's great. A single serving, in this case, beans and rice that you just pop in the microwave, Beth.
Yeah, and I love the fact that he brought up freezing, because meal prepping is not just refrigerated goods. So a lot of times I will freeze my meal prepped portioned meals. And that way I can have greater variety throughout the week of what I'm eating. It's not like I meal prep one thing and then eat that for 4 days straight. I can switch it up by grabbing something out of the freezer that I may have cooked a week ago or 2 weeks ago. So yeah, having those basics in the freezer is a really great way to go.
Now, in my younger days, in my 20s, when I lived alone, I would make a big thing of rice and beans and eat it 4 days straight, sometimes twice in a day. I don't know. I don't think I have that. I don't think I could do that anymore. How do you make sure you are getting that kind of variety in your meal planning?
Yeah, so I think we have brought up a couple of good strategies already. So freezing, so you can have that variety to choose from. And then just meal prepping the bases for the meal, like the cowboy caviar, and then making sure you use it in different ways throughout the week. So that's going to really help you get variety.
It is Food Friday. We're talking about meal prepping with Beth Monsell, founder of BudgetBites.com. Let's go back to your calls now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hello. I make a wonderful dish, which is so useful and so, let me tell you about it. It's a mixture of milk and eggs and dried spinach and grated cheese all mixed up in a mixing bowl. So this is a liquid that really forms more or less into a souffle when you bake it. It's baked in a 9x13 pan, and it rises slightly while you bake it, and then it sinks down. When this is fully baked, I cut it into squares and put each square in a double plastic sandwich bag and freeze them. So when you want this, you can take out a bag, let it thaw on the kitchen counter, and eat it at room temperature. Or you could pop it into a microwave and heat it for less than a minute, and you've got a nice hot souffle. Or you can take it out of the freezer and pop it into your briefcase and take it with you to work and eat it any time during the day that you want to. It is wonderfully nourishing with the eggs and the milk and the spinach. It tastes delicious. It is a superb make-ahead meal that is so useful. And I keep making this over and over, and I never get tired of it.
That sounds fantastic, Nancy. Thank you so much. A souffle. And Beth, that sounds like it's in a quiche or frittata kind of territory, which I got to say, I love. I don't know why I don't make them more often. I love having those around as leftovers or making an extra one to put in the freezer and eat it a month later.
Yeah, I think that's a really great way to meal prep breakfast. People often forget about the option to meal prep breakfast, and people are so busy in the morning. It's great to have that breakfast already ready to go, throw in the microwave, like she said. So with the baked eggs like that, there are so many different directions you can go, which makes it so much fun. You can toss in just about any leftover vegetable or cheese or meat that you have in the refrigerator and then use up your leftovers that way by making it into something new with this meal prep breakfast. And you can bake it in a 9x13 dish, like she said, and cut it into square portions. You can bake it in a muffin tin and have little round pucks. You know, you could bake it in a pie dish and slice it kind of like into triangles. And you can even use those baked egg squares and make a breakfast sandwich out of it with like an English muffin and a slice of cheese. So there are so many different ways you can do that. And I think it makes, like she said, a really healthful and nourishing meal prep breakfast.
Thanks for that call. And Beth, in just our last few moments, it's full on spring now. Summer's coming. Do you have favorite warm weather kinds of things to meal prep?
Oh, yeah. Staying on the subject of breakfast, I love doing a meal prep cold oats or muesli for breakfast. So you basically just put your oats in a jar or a container with some nuts and maybe a little bit of brown sugar and cinnamon. Pour some milk over top and let that soak overnight, or you can use yogurt, and the oats get soft so you don't have to even heat them up. And in the morning, they're ready to go.
Sounds fantastic. Beth, thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was Beth Monsell, founder of BudgetBytes.com. She joined us on this week's edition of Food Friday to talk about meal prepping strategies and to share some of her favorite recipes to make ahead of time. You could find four of those recipes. Only got to three of them. We've got an autumn kale and sweet potato salad, hummus lunchbox, poor man's burrito bowls, plus a ground turkey stir fry. Find them all at WPR.org/Food Friday. Coming up Monday on Central Time, tourism has taken a hit during the pandemic in Wisconsin and around the world. What could a comeback look like? A tourism expert joins the show, and you can tell us where you want to go. Some police officials have testified against the former police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Our guest looks at the significance of that testimony and the idea of a blue wall of silence. And vaccine numbers keep climbing in Wisconsin and around the country, but there's been some misinformation along the way. We'll tackle some of the misleading stories you might see when you check out your social media feed. That and more, all coming up Monday here on Central Time.